Blog Talk Radio.
I'm waiting for some song to show up, that maybe Jimi Hendrix or something. Welcome, everybody, to Into the Light. I am your host, Ryan Adragna, and with me tonight is a roundtable of wonderful psychics, including Denise Remount, Dennis, and Jan Drake-Bagge, and Michael Christopher has a night off tonight. And welcome, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks, Ryan. Hi.
Yes, I'm not the best host in the world, but I just want the callers and listeners to know that, you know, tonight we're going to be sharing some intuitive psychic messages, mediumship readings, healings, animal totems, poetry, and more. And, you know, please feel free to call in. Number is 646-564-9869. And our theme for tonight is the topic of letting go of things we fear. Letting go of things we fear. And wow, what a topic. I mean, holy cow. Letting go of things we fear. So once again, guys, welcome to the Sacred Number Show of Enter the Light tonight. I think it's going to be a phenomenal conversation. And, you know, I am going to I'm actually doing this on my iPhone tonight once again. So,
wow, sounds good.
Yeah. So I do feel this. I'm running the board here at the same time. So when I stop jaw-jacking here, I'm going to start channeling and see if I can figure out. Welcome, everybody, before we get started, did you guys want to go around the room, kind of introduce yourselves? I mean, we all know who we are, but just for the callers and listeners' benefits, maybe not to pick on anybody, but maybe Dennis, did you want Dennis, did you start?
sure, yeah, why not? My name is Dennis Miranda. I'm a psychic medium from Australia. I'm, as always, delighted to be part of the wonderful, wonderful team here. Letting go of things we fear. What a big, big topic. So many things that you could potentially talk about. So I'm sure we'll get stuck straight into that once everyone else introduces themselves.
Excellent. And you, Denise?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Denise Ramon, and I am an intuitive medium / healer. I always say I was born this way. There's just stuff I've known all my life and didn't really tap into it until I was about 23. And that's when I started cracking open and people sometimes when people ask me, I tell them, they go, what do you do? I was like, oh, I just talk to dead people. but I do more than that. But my webpage is DeniseRamon.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Denise. And Jan, and Jan needs no introduction. None of you guys need any introduction here. Jan, how about you?
Thank you. I'm Jan Drake-Bagge, and I'm a psychic intuitive medium, and I work with animal totems to get my, that's how I start my work usually, and I do readings, and I work on crime cases also in a private room for the Channeling Eric Mediums group, and so I enjoy doing that, and then I also do poetry, and I try to I've done them for different events and stuff like that, and I'm trying to write songs too. And I just enjoy sharing poetry wherever I can. I just love doing it. It's just, I don't know, it's like a form of therapy for me, but I also, it's creative also. So anyway, it goes in my readings. They come out when I do readings for people. They just start coming out very, very fast. So it's part of my what I do. And I've just been working on being a psychic for the last few years, really. It hasn't been very long, and I still consider myself a beginner, very much so, and compared to my teachers who've been in it for like 30, 35 years, you know. And but, you know, I've been doing it consistently, so, you know, every year it gets better. And but I, as a child, I was having experiences and seeing spirits and hearing and all that, and it sort of just kind of went away because it wasn't too well accepted where I lived, and I was focusing on something else. But then later on, it all came out again when I started doing massage. So it's always there, and you can tap into it, and I've taken classes to help me figure it out, and I'm still trying to figure it out today, but getting better and better every year. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm very slow when I work. I do meditation. Some people don't think I need to do it, but for me it feels good to do it in that way to get messages. And so it's working out, and I have a bunch of poems for later.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And lastly, I'm Ryan Adragna. I'm an energy healer. I'm very concentrated on that. I have the ability to open up portals into the spirit world from the 7th to the 12th dimension. 12th dimension being source energy, and have the ability to be facilitate that action and heal people from the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual planes. I was taught 2,000 years ago, and I picked the pieces back up of this lifetime, and I learned, and I had to put the pieces of the puzzle back together, I don't know, what, four or five years ago. It was an accelerated process for me. I died twice in my life. I don't want to do that again. That sucks. Different thoughts. Just like lights out, you know. It's like it's like walking into a different room. Like, okay, what just happened here? And now I'm in a very different reality that is similar but different. If that makes any sense, I don't know. But no, I'm a humanitarian, and I like helping people and helping just the collective conscious of and being on this radio show. And I'm very humbled. And I just love doing this stuff because there's nothing in my world that makes me feel better than helping someone, just nudging them along a little bit. Say, okay, I can't quite give you the keys of the kingdom, but I can help work on you. I can help heal you in your current situation, and I like that. And we have a nice round table of psychic mediums here who have that ability as well, is to say, hey, this is what I'm hearing, this is what I'm seeing from the spirit world, and this is what they're telling me to tell you. So I think it's a beautiful thing. So that's kind of who I am. And besides that, I'm just a redneck guy from Wisconsin. I don't know. I was joking with someone the other day. I said, let me put a, I was joking from, yeah, I think she was from California. So let me throw a box up of snow and send it to you. She didn't like that comment at all. but I'm like, we got too much of this white stuff here. Maybe I'll send it to Dennis. I don't know. Maybe Dennis can use some. in any case, guys, if I could stop laughing here, the theme of tonight's topic, once again, is letting go of things we fear. So what does that really mean? Letting go of things we fear. And not to pick on anybody in particular, but I'll just pick on Jan. What does that mean to you, Jan? Letting go of things we fear.
I was like,
you, Jan. You are the most.
You had to choose me first.
So, well, we're not going to pick on you yet, but we're going to pick on you, okay?
Okay. I kept hearing in my mind, like, it was almost like a song of let it go, let it go, let it go, you know, letting go of fear. And so that's been something that I needed to do all my life. Just that's all I seems like I've been doing is letting go of fear, because fear has been such a big issue in my whole life. I grew up in fear. I had a lot of fearful experiences that happened. I've been writing about it. I write about all this stuff in my columns, and so it's been a constant thing. And so I think what's helped me about fear is meditation helps, because that calms you down immediately when your heartbeat starts going and you start panicking. And also just having, oh gosh, I don't know, there's just so many things. I've followed spirituality. Spirituality is the biggest thing for fear for me too, is having faith in a higher power so that there's that to rely on instead of thinking it over a million times in your head when you're freaking out in fear of something, you know, and having more faith that everything's going to be okay. When you get to that point where your body goes into a panic attack, though, that's different. It's sort of hard to talk yourself out of it, but you can. You still can. You can still meditate your way out of it. You can still do breathing your way out of it. Sometimes you have to take medicine to get your way out of it, too, which is fine, whatever, you know, if you need to do that. So there's so many things that I could talk about of fear. I don't, you know, it would go into lots of stuff in gymnastics. I had a lot of fear of that because I had a lot of injuries and a lot of accidents. And I was afraid of a lot of the stuff that I was doing that they had me do, because I broke my arm, my leg. I had head injuries, all concussions, stitches, you know, all kinds of stuff. And so there was fear there. And I had to work through all that kind of stuff. And so I don't know, that set me up in my life. And then it just went along the, you know, it's just been a constant thing, fear. And all I can say is that for me, a spiritual life, a spiritual following, even if I'm not very good at spirituality, which I am not, I admit it, I'm not very good, but I work at it, and it really helps with a lot of the fears that I have. And I have so many fears about so many other things, traumas that have happened to me. I'm still paranoid. You know, when I walk in the world, I look behind me. I'm looking all over who's going to get me, you know, because I've had some things happen, and a lot of us have. And so those are other types of fears. So you have to get a hold of yourself. You have to get that part of yourself and go, you're going to be okay. You're going to make it through this. And whatever is going on in your mind that's making you fearful, and relax and do deep breathing and know that there's a higher power around you always that you can hold on to. And that's the way I have dealt with fear. That's all. I think that's all I'll say for now.
Well, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. Yeah, thank you very much for sharing. And if I could do a quick commercial break here for about 5 seconds. I do want to recognize the area codes who are listening. We will not forget you. Area codes 919-225-315-330. We will get to you. Please hang tight. Thank you very much. We want to talk with you. So not to pick anybody else, but Dennis. I listen to me, that's an oxymoron. Not to pick on anybody else, but Dennis. Dennis, what's your opinion on the subject of letting go and that kind of stuff?
Okay, well, letting go of things we fear. What a large topic. Letting go of things we fear, letting go of what no longer serves us, it can be quite difficult. It can be a bit of a hurdle or an obstacle to get through. Also, what goes hand in hand with letting go of things we fear, whatever it may be, what goes hand in hand with that is healing as well, I believe. When you acknowledge whatever it is that is holding you back, or what no longer serves you, or what it is that you're fearful of, it's one of the first steps they're saying to me is what I'm feeling is you need to acknowledge whatever it is that no longer serves you. And if you can acknowledge that, that's just one step, and one step in like the right direction, one step towards that, towards, you know, healing and understanding what it is that you're fearful of, and knowing that that fear is just holding you back. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve any purpose. It depends on what it is. It can be quite, like I said, it can be quite the hurdle to overcome. But nothing can be, there's nothing that can hold you back. I mean, you can overcome anything, whatever it may be, whether it's an addiction, whether it's trying to trust and believe in who you are and what you're doing. You know, my own personal experiences, you know, this whole journey of psychic mediumship for me, it's very much, you know, three steps forwards, four steps backwards. It can, for me personally, it's been, you know, very much so. It's all about trusting and believing in yourself, telling yourself you can do this. Those affirmations are so, so important. To try and build yourself up and try and remind yourself of how amazing we all are, and you know, how loved and supported we are, you know, with friends, family, even you know, your spirit guides, angels, whatever it is that you choose to believe in, whatever higher power it is that you choose to believe in, knowing that, you know, you're never alone. You can overcome anything so long as you have the right mindset, the right attitude, never stop trying as well. You know, you may have hurdles, you may have obstacles that may kind of drop in front of you, but there's always, always a solution and always a way around that, not letting that fear kind of just halt you and ground you and stop you, because you can overcome it and you can kind of achieve anything and you can get through it. It just takes hard work and perseverance and that kind of don't take no for an answer. Hopefully, you know, people that are listening to this kind of resonate with this and kind of get something out of it. But that's kind of my take on it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow. Denise, what's your kind of take on this, on the subject? Did you have any thoughts on it?
No. I grew up fearful, you know, and when Jan was talking, I was like, oh my God, I grew up fearful too, you know. I just had so much fear, and you know, and you know, from, I remember just laying in my bed paralyzed in fear. I had to have been about 2.5, 3 years old, because I'm basing it on my younger brother's age, and he wasn't maybe 6 months old then. And I remember seeing my past lives, you know. And I just remember laying in bed just paralyzed. I was so fearful. And I always was afraid somebody was going to come get me. Like out of my house, somebody in the whole city of Houston was going to come get me. I just always knew it. And I was just that, and I would sleep with all the lights on and stuff. And, you know, I can remember when I started sleeping more sound, and that was when I started knowing, and when I was 23, knowing that there was something far greater out there than myself, and I knew that there was source, there is God, whatever you want to call it. I just knew because he told me. And so so from there, you know, just for me, meditation is real big because trust is a huge issue for me to this day. Just because you say you are or whatever doesn't mean I 100% believe you, you know, and sometimes that's not a healthy thing to have, you know, because then you doubt everyone, and the trust is backed up by fear, and that's something that I work on all the time. Some days are a lot smoother than others, and Dennis, when he's talking about this mediumship, oh my God, you know, I didn't want to become public with what I do for the longest time because what if somebody thought I was crazy and I was scared to death, scared to death. Now, if somebody through a friend said, hey, called me and asked me, you know, sure, I would do it. But I can remember 4.5 years ago getting my website together. You know, I think there were some points where I just wanted to go to sleep and never wake up because it was so fearful of people thinking I'm crazy and everything else. And I just remembered thinking how fear played an important role in my life growing up, how I didn't do a lot of things out of fear. And I missed out on a lot of things in life because of my fear. And I just kept plugging through this to do this website. And I mean, and I was, it was very challenging for me because it brought up a lot of stuff in me that needed to come out around fear. And I just remember I had to spend a lot of time in meditation because I know that that's the one place where I can get the truth and I feel more balanced. And I just remember thinking, I'm not going to let fear control me. I'm just not. And today when things, and I finally was able to work through it, and I cried a lot even, and I was scared that people would think I was crazy. And then I realized that I'm the one that thinks I'm crazy. It's not other people. But it's just, you know, for me, I have to really breathe. Breathing is huge. Meditation. And being around people who can support me and listen to me where I am. And but I have to ask myself when I'm in this fearful thing, you know, am I not going because I'm scared of failing or whatever it is or not trusting, or am I not going because it just doesn't feel good to me? You know, some things I don't even care to overcome, like height. I don't, you know, I have a fear of height, and I know where it comes from. I don't have any desire to get over that fear, you know. I have a fear of riding on horses, you know, because I got thrown off one. I don't have a desire to go conquer that fear and get on a horse and ride, you know. So I balance, like, how is this going to harm me, you know, or restrict me? Because it did, you know, I never had a birthday party growing up because I was so afraid nobody would come. And I just, I'm not going to allow fear to restrict me in my life like that today. Does that mean I'm like, it's easy flowing for me? No. But what I do try to do is envision. I always have one foot through the fear because then I tell myself that other foot will be able to come over a lot easier. And I just pray, you know, I pray and I meditate and I just envision people holding my hands as I'm walking through it. And then I have to ask myself, what's the worst that could happen? And a lot of it is failure. What if I'm not good enough, you know? And I still work on that kind of stuff. And, you know, and I don't read comments on YouTube videos. I just don't read them.
Yeah.
And I learned that the hard way. I just don't read them.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
but you
I
know, I agree with Dennis and Jan, you know, about, you know, to me, breathing, meditation, and just mm-hmm. keep walking. Just keep walking, talking to yourself, writing, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, that's
for
sure where I am with that.
Yeah, I thank you for sharing that, Denise. I'll just share a quick personal perspective on myself here before Jan gets into her poetry and shares what her experience is. When I found out, I got some very specific information many years ago. After I was healed by a healer called Audie Heron, and I believe you guys know who he is. Most of you do, anyways.
Okay.
When I found out I was a born healer, I was like, well, what does that mean? I don't know. It's not like there was a Christmas present under the tree and it was, okay, here's the dummy's guide to being a healer, Ryan, a drag. No, open it up and you'll figure it all out in 2 seconds. It took a long time. And I had to talk about letting go of things we fear. So I learned I was a born healer. What did that mean? I had to let go of a lot of fears about my insecurities, my own personality, and I had to figure out how to do it in a manner that I wasn't hurting other people, and I was trying to help humanity, and I wasn't blocking who I truly was. And I was very, very scared when I first started. So scared, June of 2000 and, I don't know, 2014, 2015, something to that effect. And I just started working out my fears of saying, okay, I know I'm still here for a reason, because I died twice in my life. And I said, oh, what the hell, Ryan? What's going on? And it was my fear of myself, probably, I hate to say it, but I was probably blocking myself because I didn't want to own it. I was like, okay, it's like getting that Rubik's Cube that's all messed up. And you see people on YouTube or whatever correcting a Rubik's Cube in 2 minutes, and for me it would like take 2 million years. I didn't want to deal with it, and I feared it so bad. I was like, it was kind of scary for me. I was like, what am I getting myself into here? I don't know what this is about. And letting go of the things we fear, I guess where I'm going with this, not to ramble, but letting go of things we fear in my mind is about removing your blockages to become the true medium or healer that you really are, guys. I'm speaking to the callers and listeners too, and the round table here is just say, hey, just say, drop your shoulders, relax, and say, you are here because you are a light worker. I'm no different from the guy behind me in the parking lot, the guy in front of me in the parking lot, the guy to the right of me, left of me. I'm just a guy from Wisconsin that happened to unravel an ability that I'm like, holy crap, okay, now I have to figure this out. But why am I fearful of it? I'm fearful because no one likes the unknown. It's like walking into that. It's like walking into that haunted house at Halloween where it's scary and the floors are padded and you have people coming in and out and you're like, oof, okay, that was enough of that, you know. But I think letting go of the things we fear is about, for me personally, just unblocking. Removing roadblocks, and just saying, you know what, all is good, all is good and all is as it should be. And, letting go of the things that we were born and taught in this 3D reality called Earth and life, just saying, hey, you know what? Yeah. You know what? I'm a darn good medium. I'm a darn good healer. I'm darn good at this, that, and the other thing. And when you remove those roadblocks, remove that fear, the antithesis, I can't say that correctly, the antithesis of fear is love. And it's about getting back to source energy, removing the ego. So, I don't want to ramble any more about that. So, with that, Jan, because we do have a lineup of callers here. No, it's okay. If you wanted to go ahead and
we're having a lot of noise in my house, so I'm trying to get it calmed down. That's what I was talking about. Nothing with you at all.
Oh. Yeah, we're
Are you shall I what so I what else were you saying?
Oh, I was done rambling. Rambling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
I had to leave for a minute cuz we're having something happened.
No, it's okay.
So,
go ahead.
All right, well,
what I wanted to say was
before I started the poems, and this is just about one of the ladies that called in last week. Her name was Wendy at 775. Just in case you're listening, Wendy, I just wanted to, and this is completely off the subject of the fear, but I had seen a poodle, a dog, in the front seat of the car, and as it turns out, my friend Annette, who is a really good friend of mine, was listening to the show and actually talking to me while we were on the show, and I was talking to her back and forth. And she told me that she has a dog, a poodle, that she has in the front seat of her car quite often as she drives. And that's what I was seeing. And Wendy wasn't relating to it at all. She says, I don't have a car and I don't have a poodle. I don't have a dog. And I said, oh, no. But later on, and I find out that Annette is the one who has the dog in the car, the poodle dog. But as I was listening later, as we went, I saw a cow for Wendy. That's what I got for her. So I wanted to just read that off, just in case you're listening, Wendy, about the cow and for your situation at that time. Cow animal symbolism is patience, nourishment, abundance, fertility, female power, potential, possibility, calming, grounded, provision, and beginnings. And what the cow represents is, in many cultures, the cow is married to the concept of Mother Earth and has been a symbol of fertility, nurturing, and power for centuries. And the cows have been generous with their life force. They are closely associated with provision and very Earth-associated symbolism. The cow is also a lunar symbol and aligns with the feminine and on also the Chinese yin-yang energies. The cow is considered the nurturer of all things, and she is originally a personification of the Milky Way, so that's really cool. And she's considered a protective goddess and an emblem of royalty. So I just wanted, in case Wendy was hearing that, listening to us, I wanted her to have that. So that's the end of that. And then I'll just go to some poems here. And I tried to get some poems about our subject, our theme. So I just did the best I could. And this first one goes, for a brighter future, letting go of our fears can be a cure. And letting go, this is called letting go of our fears. Letting go of the things we fear paves the way to a freer future. Fears are the opposite of love. Fears may reap confusions, dissatisfactions, alienations, bitterness, and selfishness. Love, being the opposite of fears, responds in faith, in expansion, in freedom, in bridging, in bonding, and peacefulness. fear can be a call for help, love a call for the divine. Fear is sometimes desperation. Love is always reconciliation. Fear can be anxious in its attack. Love can be calm and without lack. Fear is sometimes useful, however. Love can hold fear into being bountiful. Fear is announcing alert. Love comes by not to hurt. Not all fear is bad or wrong. Not all love is sad or a song. Letting go of things we fear pave a way to a freer future as we allow love to be the cure. So that's that one. And then this one is whatever ails you. The courage one takes to get up again when they begin again. God shields you after you admit your mess. He takes you by the hand once you confess. The fear of rejection still remains while going toward your goal, your dream. Hold on to your soul, sword, not a role, but your spirit team. The challenge is great, but worth the fight, letting go of your darkness and entering the light. And this one goes, wonder, this is kind of, well, I wasn't sure if I was going to read it, but I'm going to, anyway. It goes, wondrous God, all-knowing, majestic, forever loving, always glowing, gracious protector, illuminating hands, merciful, eternal life in faith it stands, our fears of many years as we trust and let go to its serenity as we let go of our fears, and some with tears. What? Hello?
Oh, my. Somebody
just called my name. Was that you?
Sorry about that. That may have been me.
Oh, okay. Is everything all right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, just
okay.
Listen to your beautiful poem. Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. In becoming vibrant like the sun. And that's that one. And then this one goes, these are just words. I don't have to receive anyone's critical answers, responses, or remarks to me or about me or anyone else as I let go and love myself and others into good health. That's about getting well. And then I just sort of got into these sword poems. I decided to read some of them. Touched by a sword called balance. My sword claims the desire for balance. It is resilient beyond all offenses, crimes, shadows, confusions, insecurities, fears that continue on me, within me, as I see more clearly, peacefully, calmly, as I am touched by a sword. And this one's called My Sword Empowerment. My sword is for empowerment of the spirit within, for the belief and hope and love, for knowing that good health is on its way and that I am not too thin. My sword is for my faith that is always there from beginning to end. When I don't trust myself or others, but I trust God to be my sovereign friend, my sword is of empowerment, of good intentions, of golden light. It is complete in knowing that a new breath is new life with every new heartbeat. and let's see. This one's kind of silly too, but it's called That Fine Equilibrium. We crack, we lose track. It doesn't take much, or does it? We were too much for too long. Whatever or however it was, it couldn't contain itself anymore. It had to change to make us stop. We have to rest and reassess and confess. Still quiet chaos, sometimes lost in the body and mind, trying to find its balance again, that fine equilibrium. To lose such a thing and realizing that was such a goal to have had, to be well, to be healthy, letting go of what held us so tightly. We have to rest and reassess and confess what is important to us now. We must have faith a new life will come back to us soon. We will follow our hearts and be rejuvenated again by the full moon. I wrote that because I have such fear of not getting well. So that was something very personal. Anyway, and this one's called Keep the Good. Keep the good, get rid of the bad, do good, be good, you are good, all is well, let go of fear, do well, be well, you are well. And that's that one. And this one's called Remember. And it goes, I live in not knowing so many things while I walk in uncertainty with faith and surrender. My destiny is released. I ask for its appearance for me to remember. Rapidly, life shows itself daily. Slowly, I take it all in. My destiny doesn't quiver. It is my fear that does. I won't let that win. Silently, in quiet observance, the answers come through this dense interference. Some piercing, some subtle. I'm grateful for all of this experience. While I walk in uncertainty with faith and surrender, I am still loved. This I will always remember. And that's that. That's the end of the poems.
I love listening to them.
Oh, thank
wow.
you. I'm so glad. I'm glad you do, because I think, God, I hope they're not too bored, because some of this stuff
yeah.
is, you know, I don't know.
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think they're wonderful. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're
Thanks.
Wonderful. And I'll just take a quick 5-second commercial break just to let the callers know that area code is 919-225-315-330-703-856 and 502. Wow, what a lineup tonight we got. So you guys ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All righty. I can't hear you guys. Ready to rock and roll?
Yes, sir.
Go in. Let's do it.
Oh, come on.
Keep going.
I still can't hear you. I got to turn up my hearing aid. No, just kidding. I'm too young for a hearing aid. Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna push on the board here. Area code 919. You are on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please? Area code 919. You are on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please? Is anybody there?
I hear some background noise, though.
Hello?
Background talking.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I hear some background noise. I don't know what's going on there. All right, I will move on from that one. Hold on here. Let me figure this one out here. Hold on. Let me move on to area code 225.
Hello?
Area code 225, you're on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name's Kim from Louisiana.
How are you, Kim?
You hear where I'm from.
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. How can we help you tonight?
Well, my question is, I've gone through a breakup about 3 weeks ago and wondering if you see any reconciliation.
Is this about the theme related to fear? Let me ask you this, not to open up Pandora's box here, Kim, but is this something... You know, it was related to the theme about letting go of fear. Is this something that you have a fear of, or is it the opposite, where there's more of an attraction, or could you kind of explain where you're coming from, please?
Just a connection that I haven't had in a really, really long time. So I guess a fear that. That may never happen again.
Okay.
How long were y'all together?
A very fast and furious 3 months.
Yeah. But I guess I got that it wasn't a very long period. That's why I asked how long, more to validate my thoughts, what I was feeling from it. Um, I just keep getting really evaluate what it is that you're wanting from that relationship, and just make sure you know that you. I just keep seeing evaluate it, just evaluate it. That's what I keep getting, just evaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when it says, what I'm hearing is evaluate it in yourself, you know, like look at the whole picture of it is what I keep getting.
Okay.
Dennis, you getting anything?
This is Dennis. So it was a short-lived kind of romance relationship. I don't know if it's going to rekindle. I don't know if it's going to. I don't know if it's going to rekindle. But you're not going to be single forever. There is someone out there for you. I don't know if it's going to. I don't know if there's going to be a reconciliation. I'm not sure if there is. I don't think that there is. I don't feel that way at all. I kind of feel like even though it was really short and only 3 months, it's kind of ran its course. It did what it had to do, and now it's kind of time to move on. I don't know if it's going to reconcile. I don't feel that. But that's not to say that, oh, now, you know, well, what's next? Who's next? Well, there is, of course, I mean, you're not going to be single on, you know, forever. So, because it comes, everything's about intention from my perspective, from my belief and my understanding, everything comes about intention. So if you set out the intention to want to find someone else that matches you, because you will find someone that there is out there for you. But it's almost like you've got to work on yourself first is what they're telling me. You need to work on yourself first, build yourself up first, kind of heal yourself and work on you first, because when you do that, then you attract the right kind of person into your life, because you don't want to be attracting the wrong kind of person. You want to make sure, because and my guides are giving me chill bumps, so they're saying they want you to work on you first. Take some time out, you know, discover who you are, heal whatever needs to be healed, kind of reconnect with who you are, and really be specific with what it is that you want. What kind of a partner do you want? What kind of a future do you want? What is it that you want? And almost tell the universe what it is that you want. And so that way you will attract that exactly which is what you want, because you don't want to be attracting what you don't want. So set out the intention and that clear intention of what it is that you want, and you will attract exactly that. That's what they're telling me to tell you.
Okay, thank you.
No worries. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
I also got in the beginning that you will not, there will be someone else. There will be.
Well, thank y'all for your time.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Chemist is Ryan. I'm trying to connect you telepathically. It's extremely difficult for me to do this while I'm hosting around the board at the same time. But, what I will tell you is that, give me two, three seconds here. All right. Your fourth chakra is not spinning or balanced as it should be, okay? But that's really through no fault of your own. So I would recommend you work on getting that and put some spiritual WD-40 on that, or go over with a healer. And get that spinning in balance as it should be, because you had a broken heart. Hold on here. Yeah, someone smashed your heart into pieces, and you spent quite a few years putting it back together. Does that make sense to you? We're not going to get into specifics with that on air here, but. When someone smashes your heart emotionally, if it's not fixed, it can create stuff. It can manifest those negative energies in the fourth chakra, can manifest something physically serious like cardiovascular disease, heart troubles, what have you. So make sure you take good care of your fourth chakra, okay? And make sure you make sure you keep that spinning balance again. And like I said, you know, keep that lubricated, keep it, and just, and this is, and I think this was a, letting go of things we fear. You fear just being alone, I think is what they're telling me. The fear of being alone. You don't like being alone. You're not a nun. I mean, it's not like you're meant to be in a monastery your whole life. You want to be loved and you want to be accepted, but because you got your heart smashed, you're like, oh, oh my God, you're throwing your hands up and you're saying, I just don't know if I can do this again. I can't go through this roller coaster again.
Exactly.
I've had enough. I'm done.
Yes.
You know, and you're like, oh, I mean, it's quite possible the steering wheel in your car is bent in half. You're so angry about it, you know, and what you need to do is just calm down and take some time for yourself and just kind of recenter yourself, get your chakra spinning in balance again, especially that fourth chakra. The rest of your chakras are okay. Your fifth chakra is a little slow from failure to speak your truth and biting your tongue. Your jaw muscles are a little tight, but that's kind of par for the course because thinking of your chakras is like a bunch of domino chips, okay? When one screws up, they either go up or down, but they kind of bleed into each other. They kind of affect one another. So everything's kind of dependent upon one another, you know? Does that make sense to you?
It does, very much, yes, everything you said.
So, but hey, you're not as a big hot mess as I am. you're okay. You're okay. You know, I mean, sometimes you should see my sense of humor on Mondays. It's really bad. I'm glad we're not doing Monday radio shows here, so thank God it's almost Friday, but hey, keep plugging along. You've got a heart of gold, and that's not news to you. But because you're an empath and you have porous boundaries, take care of yourself and get your boundaries. Your energy field should be 18 inches from the core of your body, and right now they're kind of like a hot air balloon through no fault of your own, through what you've been through. So get those tightened up and take care of yourself, okay? You're a good-hearted woman, so. And you have an infectious smile, by the way. But I'm not done yet. You need to smile more. Right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
All right. I will merge out of your energy field. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
So take care. Kim, I have a little bit for you.
Okay.
Just real fast. Just the animal that I saw. I saw the duck. And duck is saying the time of turmoil has passed. So now you can release any pent-up emotions you have suppressed. It's also a time of fertility and a time to have some fun. And also, it says you're at a beginning. Duck comes in when you're at the beginning of a new cycle, either from work or a relationship, and it helps you move through some difficult emotional entanglements. And it also says you're very resilient individual and able to bounce back. So that's good news.
Okay. Well. Thank you for the duck.
All right.
Y'all have a great night. I'm going to stay on and listen.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. I'll just mute her. Okay, here. All right, and rock and roll. Here we go. Area code 330, you are in the air. Can we get your name? Where are you calling from, please?
My name is also Kim, but I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Kim.
Kim, welcome.
Hi.
Are you buried in as much snow? Oh, you, of course you're buried in as much snow because I live in Wisconsin, and whatever we get, you get next.
Yeah, yesterday morning we got it.
So how are you doing today? How can we help you?
Well, my greatest fear is I'm never going to be married or in a committed relationship. So I'd like to see if one is coming.
You're in a committed relationship now, or you're wanting one?
I'm wanting one. I've never had one.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. This Denise, right away when you said that, I got, that's not true. When I say that's not true, that when you said about not being in a committed relationship, I heard that's not true. And what I was hearing it that way is that's not how it's always going to be. You will have a committed relationship and you will get married. They're telling me, though, you need to change your thoughts because your vibration. I would start looking at it as, you got to change your vibration. You got to change your thoughts and your vibration. Instead of looking at it as, I bet I never have anyone or there's no one or whatever, start telling the story about who you would like to have in your life, what type of person you would like to have in your life in that committed relationship. Start getting real specific as far as how you would like them to look. Do they take care of their body? Are they athletic? You know, do they like outdoor sports? Just start, you know, how you would like for them to be on a spiritual basis with you, how you would like them, if they have children, how you would like for them to be as a parent to the children or to y'all's children. Just start changing the story you're telling yourself, because the universe, from what they're showing me, the universe is giving you what you're telling the universe, and what you're telling the universe is, I'll never get married, I'll never have this, I'll never have that, because you're basing it on some previous experiences, from what I feel like. And don't base it on that. Those were like, a pop quiz or like a pretest you have in school, just because you already know on some things you don't want. So start telling the story of the things you do want. But that's what
okay.
I'm saying. But I don't get that you're going to be single forever.
Hey Kim, I'll give you a chip shot here, really quick. This is Ryan. How you doing?
Good.
If you don't already have this, two things you could do to help you out with this for foresight is get a copy of your Akashic records and get a copy of your numerology report. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You know what those are?
Yes, but I don't know where to get it.
Okay. You know, pen and paper. Send me an email at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. I know someone who is very, very credible. She's not cheap, but she's very, very credible for the numerology chart. And I also know someone who can do Akashic Records readings, okay?
Okay.
I am trying to learn that stuff, but this I will tell you. Once you have a copy of your numerology and your Akashic Records, pretty darn close to the keys to the kingdom, which you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
And just trying to read your energies here. I'm being blocked a little bit. I don't know why. a little defensive for some reason. Need you to work on your mediumship abilities. I think that you're kind of denying yourself that, okay? And this is part of the theme of tonight, of letting go of your fears. I think it may have been a religious upbringing on your part that may have... let me backpedal a little bit. I was born and raised Catholic, and I had to go through I had to break free from those shackles, Kim, about 10 years ago, and I'm a 45-year-old man, and I had to just say, I just had to say, okay, there's more out there to life than what I knew as growing up. And I think you're fighting the same battle on an emotional, mental, and spiritual levels. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I left the church.
Yeah, so stick with us. And with that, I'll pass, but I'll leave you with that information. I'll let the wonderful Dennis take over and the others, but I just had to put that little chip shot in there because I'm trying to run the board on my iPhone. I'm trying to make some fast notes, and I just said my spirit team is, I'm channeling them right now as I'm learning to do that while I'm running the board. They're like, she's got to know this. I'm like, holy cow. So I didn't mean to interrupt the other round table. So I just wanted to put that out for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Please investigate that, okay?
Yes, thank you.
And just dump me an email, and I'll point you in the right direction, okay?
Okay.
Dennis,
this is Dennis.
What do you...
When you asked the question initially, I kind of find myself agreeing a lot with what Denise was saying, so I'm not going to say too much because I'll just be repeating what's already been said, but the answer to your question in short is yes. Yes, you will be married. Yes, you will have that committed relationship. But I feel like it's kind of, they're making me feel like I need to repeat and say that, yeah, and I agree with what Denise said and what I even said to the other Kim. You need to work on yourself. You need to work on the self-healing and telling, almost announcing and telling the universe exactly what it is that you want and being very clear and be very specific about what you want. But yes, you'll be married, you'll have the kids, you'll have the family, it'll all happen for you. They're saying don't be in too much of a rush either, don't rush it. It'll come, it'll happen, it'll unfold organically and naturally just as it's meant to and just as it's going to. Just know and rest assured that yes, it will happen for you. Time frames, I don't have a time frame, I can't give a time frame, but just know that yes, it will definitely happen. You're not going to end up, single and alone. That's not going to be your reality. So yeah, I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
No worries, you're welcome.
And Kim?
Yes.
It's Jan. So what I saw for you was, oh my gosh, it was so funny. It was this land turtle, and they were like running, usually they're pretty slow, but this one was like really taking off, running in the woods, going very fast. And so tall trees and woods is what I saw. And it says right here, you're taking on way too many of the problems and troubles of others, so slow down and take your time and enjoy the scenery and be patient, determined, and stick with it. Before you know it, you'll achieve what you're after. And they also suggest that it's a good time to get into, like, eating more vegetables for yourself and just moving through your life a little more slowly and not hurrying so much. And also getting out on the land, on anywhere, parks, wherever, and just walk and be in nature and meditate. Usually people with turtle animals you're able to talk to people, and you're a great listener, a great problem solver, and also, but you don't want people's problems to weigh you down. So just try to move a little bit slower, take your time, and have faith and know that all is going to happen for you. And I agree with what this tortoise is saying, that message, and with it, what everyone else is saying. And that's all. Take it easy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care, Sam.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
You too.
And wish you the best of luck, Kim. Thank you so much for calling in. Hope to hear from you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right, and here we go. Area code 703. Area code 703, you are on the air. You've been waiting for a long time. Could we get your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Sure, this is Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
How you doing, Andrea?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
I'm doing well.
That's good.
We're doing good!
You should remember me. I'm the one that does the sign language, lady, so you should remember me.
I knew it was you. I knew that was you right away. Andrea.
How did you know?
Because I know you, well, I know your voice, but I sort of got the vibe that it was you were performing.
But I'm not asking about that. I actually have a different question, but because I already mm-hmm. know this is going to happen, but I have a different question.
Okay.
No, well, no. Andrea, come on. You got to stick to the theme. Don't tell us.
Well, the guy was supposed to come by next Friday, so I'm still waiting.
I don't have the magic six numbers for the Powerball lottery, okay? I don't. I wish I did.
Me too.
Oh, sorry about that. I had to use a little levity there.
That's okay. In between all that, my dad passed away, and then I had to go back to California a couple weeks ago because my dad died. And so, you know, it's funny you talk about signs because he was in California. You know, the next round's in California. And I kid you not, I'm driving from my sister's house to my brother's house, and there's a license plate right next to me from Florida, North Carolina, and New York City. Those are the three states that I actually auditioned for. Well, if that's not a sign.
Wow.
I know, crazy, huh?
That's cool.
Yeah. Yes. But no, I did have a different question. Well, my other question is, I actually started a new job on Tuesday. It's supposed to start Monday, but it started Tuesday. And I really feel the guy lied to me to get me this job because I found out it's a contract, and he said it was a year and it was going to be renewed every year. But now I find out it's only 5 months contract. It's going to end in July. So do you really think he lied to me? Do you think I'm going to have to start all over again in July with another job, or maybe what will happen with this one that I have?
Who lied to you? The person that finds the jobs, or the
It's with the contract. The guy that owns the company that I got the contract for. He promised me. He said the contract was for a year, and when I started the new job on Tuesday, she said, "No, it's only 5 months." And I'm like, I'm looking at him. I said, "What is he talking about?" He's like, "Oh no, it's for a year, and we just keep renewing it." And come to find out, it's not going to be renewed. It's only for the end of the contract is left. It's 5 months left. So, and come July, I'll be able to have a job again, because I said, you know, I left a permanent job to come work for you, and I'm really disappointed. And I think he just pretty much lied to my face.
I would say you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're a very intelligent woman, Andrea, and I would follow your intuition on that. And that's through your, and I don't mean to speak out of turn with the round table of my fellow mediums here, but that's coming from your sixth chakra, your third eye, and your intuition, and you can smell it right a mile away, and that's not news to you.
Yeah, I'm job searching today because come July, yeah. If I don't have a job, I'm screwed. And I'm like, why would you lie to me like that? I mean, I don't get it. Because you need to fill the contract? I wouldn't have taken it.
Yes.
I know. So then possibly be an opening in that department that I'll be in with this company, with the Federal Highway Administration out here, with the government, and I have great benefits and stuff, but and come July, I'm going to be looking for a job all over again, and let me tell you, I will smear your name all over the place if you had screwed me over. Because don't mess with me.
I mean, we can't hate on people who hate on people. I mean, that's tough to do.
I know,
so,
but
you know
what? Don't look at my face and lie to me and send me emails and lie to me. And then when I ask you again, you lie to me again. I mean, it's just like, I know you're lying. And it's just like, come back to you.
I guess that there were red flags also about this job.
Yeah, there was a bunch of red flags.
Uh-huh, and you didn't pay attention to any of them.
I did, but you know what? The job that I had, my boss was so just the Wicked Witch of the West. I had to get out of there, but I didn't think this contract was going to be less than a year. I say, okay, I'll stay for a year and then look for something else, because it kept over and over and over again. It was a year. But come to find out, it is a year contract, but it's half over already.
Right. Well, that part probably is the truth. But what I keep hearing. There were some red flags, and you just chose to ignore them because of the circumstances you were in.
Not the red flag to the extent that the contract was. Only had 5 months left. I never knew that. There was some other flags.
No, it wasn't about that. I just get there were red flags with the job itself.
It did take a little longer because the government shut down because of my clearance. So it did take a little longer to get the job. But once I got it, and I just, for some reason, the guy that owns it just rubs me the wrong way. I don't think he's very forthcoming in a lot of things that he... You know,
well, so what,
told me.
So, so the question was: is you want to know if he was lying to you? Is that what your question is?
Well, do you think that I'll get another job? You know, basically. Did he lie? Yeah, I kind of knew he lied. But do you think a job will come through before July? Because I can't afford not to have another job after July.
I would definitely start looking for another job.
Oh, why? That's what I've been doing all day today.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it out there. I mean, I don't even know if I'll even stay through July because, you know, if that's the case, I mean, I'll leave. But, you know, I don't know why would someone lie like that to my – like, look at me in the eyes and lie. So I'm assuming he did, but I just don't know if, like, this contract will extend to another one with something else later on, or is going to have to get a whole new job.
No, because he's a narcissist. That's why he lies.
Well, that's probably why he's divorced, too.
Well, I get that there were red flags that were needed to be looked at. These are just teaching tools for us. You know, it's like, what could I have done different? What was the warning signs for me? What could I have done different? And this is what I keep hearing is, take ownership of it for your part in it and do what you need to do to benefit yourself and to keep yourself employed going forward.
Well, the people that I'm working for already, they like me, and it's possible that there might be an opening in that same department because the person there left, so I could apply for that one. So there is, I'll do a good job while I'm there, but I just don't like the fact that, you know, you bold-faced lied to me in several occasions. And I think he knows that I know he lied.
Yeah. Hey, Andrea, and I'm not trying to cut off the conversation here. I don't know if any other mediums have. Dennis, do you have anything to add to this conversation? Because we have.
No problem.
And I'm not trying to be rude. I just have. We have a ton of area codes to get through in about 15 minutes left. So I just wanted to try to cordially, politely say, you know, hey, are you satisfied so far?
Have I what so far?
I mean, Dennis, do you have anything to add to this conversation?
Oh.
No, I agree with what's being said. There's nothing really, but they're just telling me that, sometimes we get those... those signs, we do get the signs, and if you pay attention to them closely enough, we all miss them. I do all the time. We all do. We miss those signs. But if you really pay attention to those little signs and allow your instinct and your own intuition to kind of let you know when something's up, you know, if something's up, something's up. And sometimes we miss that, and we second guess ourselves. We all do it. But so I do kind of agree with what's already been said. So there's not really much to add other than that. Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So Andrea, if you have any questions, we issue the credentials of all the round table here. If you have any further questions, that can be answered offline. So wish you the best of luck, okay?
Okay, well, I'll see you in AGT when I get the phone call and in the next week. So we'll see you there.
Okay.
And Andrea, it's Jan.
Hi.
I got the B for you. So just look that up. Look it up. It has some interesting ideas. A B, yeah.
Okay.
Like
a
really letter
nice.
B or...
A bee, but
a bumblebee.
It's a really nice animal. It has a lot of good.
Oh, the bee. Oh, okay.
You'll like it.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
Can you say that?
Talk to you later.
All right. Okay, bye.
All right, thank you so much for calling in, Andrea. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye bye bye. All right. We have. We have just a few minutes left here, time for a couple more callers. Let me just take a quick commercial break. Area code's 919-775 and 323. Please hold tight. And if we can't get you tonight, we will get you next Thursday night. So thank you so much for holding on. And let's get to area code... Oh, boy. Hold on here.
502?
Yeah, I can't find 856 on here. Doggone it. Okay, let me get to, maybe I lost the, did we lose, oh, shoot. Okay, here we go. I think I lost 856. Area code 502. 502, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
My name is Leanne, and I'm calling from Kentucky.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
The reason I called, I had a whirlwind romance over the summer, and we just jumped and got married. And 5.5 months later, I was very miserable, but I had worked for over a year to manifest this man and marriage, and it happened, but it just went really sour. And I left, and now, of course, we're talking about divorce, but we have not, it's like this just stalemate. We're not communicating really. He was very emotionally void in the marriage, and that was a problem for me because I'm the opposite. So I became disappointed and not happy. But I was curious because I'm just kind of puzzled and left trying to figure this out. And is he going to soften and maybe communicate with me, or is he just going to be like this and get a divorce and move on like he never knew me? Because right now that's pretty much his attitude, like he just doesn't know who I am and, you know, he's moving on.
Oh, boy.
Leanne, are you wanting to get back with him?
I'm sorry?
Are you wanting to get back with him?
I don't know. I wasn't happy, but at the same time, I wonder if it just happened so quickly that it was just a shock to me and I didn't open up to him. I'm just puzzled by it because it was just this huge whirlwind, and it's very out of character for me, you know, to even be a committed type of person, so to just jump and marry this man. So I don't know. I'm just confused, and him not talking, you know, makes me confused.
This is Dennis. I'm feeling like he's still hurting and he's still trying to process what happened beforehand. Like, I don't feel like he hasn't really gotten over past experiences, and he's kind of taken all that with him. He hasn't really done, like, the self-healing, and because we all need to heal, but he hasn't done that, and I just feel like he's still hurting, and he's kind of not knowing how to, he doesn't know how to deal with that, and in turn, he's kind of pushing you away and pushing people away because he doesn't know how to deal with it and what to do and what he really wants and where he goes from here, so hence why he's kind of shutting you out. So it could go, obviously it can go either two ways, but they're just telling me, and I'm feeling like it's pushing you away because of his own self-hurt. He hasn't healed, he hasn't really dealt with or processed anything that's happened beforehand. So if he does that, if he's willing to and wanting to kind of do the self-healing and do the self-work on himself, you know, he could really, really come about leaps and bounds, and it could really, really, really be beneficial for him. But if he's not in that space, or he's just not ready, then, you know, he may very well end up pushing you away, hence the divorce, if that's the route that it's going to go in. But it's really, it's kind of a lesson for him. I'm feeling like it's really his thing. It's not so much your thing, it's more his thing. He hasn't dealt with it. He hasn't healed. He hasn't. That's what I keep getting. That's what they keep kind of telling me over and over and over.
Right. He had a very bad divorce before me, years before me, and it affected him. And I mean, he talked about it all the time. And so when, of course, we were talking about divorce, he was like bringing up things that happened to him previously. And I was like, "What are you talking about? I don't want these things. I'm not asking for." So you're spot on.
Okay. Yeah, because they keep telling me if he doesn't really heal with it, if he doesn't process it, then he's gonna end up repeating the cycle again. He will repeat the cycle again, unfortunately, if he doesn't really deal with it. But it's up to him. Like, you can absolutely help him and you can try and be there for him, but really it's down to him. He has to do that, otherwise I do feel the cycle will repeat itself for him again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I'm not sure what the others get or what they say.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was getting that it's all him, but I get that he's very hurt. But I didn't get that he was very hurt from this situation. I feel like it's very hurt, like a ball of hurt from other things as well, and this kind of reopened that wound.
Mm-hmm.
And was he very clingy, I guess would be a good word, or one of my words, very clingy?
Yes, like clingy, like needy, or is that what you said? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the very beginning, yes. But it's like once I got there, we moved in together and married, he just was completely money motivated, material things, and it was like he pushed me to the side, and it confused completely different once we were married.
Fear kicked in big time is what I got.
Oh.
Fear. And I agree with Dennis 100% of what Dennis said.
Okay.
Jan, how about you?
Yes. Hi. I do. So what I see is I see a deer. And Leanne,
and it just came in really strong. And it says, you've been involved in some aggressive, negative circumstances and need to seek out safe, nurturing situations and people. More than ever, you need to trust your gut instinct. And to really be gentle with yourself right now. But also, deer represents that you're poised for an enticing adventure, one that will take you down many different paths. So that's kind of nice. And you're highly sensitive and intuitive and are often aware of the feelings of others before they are. And it also says get outside and in the woods or wherever you feel comfortable in nature and just treat yourself to that.
Okay.
That's what deer likes to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, excellent. Well, hey, I just want to let the callers and listeners know that we have 4 minutes left and it's not possible to give another reading. So to area codes 919-775 and 323 that I've got recorded on my little pencil and paper here. Yes, I use pencil and paper.
So that's what I'm using.
Well, yeah, I don't have an iPad. I just use pencil and paper to record the stuff. Those area codes, please hang tight. Call in next week. You will be on the top of the queue, okay? Do apologize for not getting back, for not getting you on the air. We just had a huge lineup tonight. So before we disconnect, because we have a few minutes, I just want to go around the round table again, once again, and everyone, please give your credentials, where they can find you, and all that kind of stuff. So not to pick on anybody first, but Jan, can you start?
My name is Jan Drake Bakke, and my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Facebook and on Twitter. Yes, and thank you.
Excellent. And Dennis?
Sure, I am Dennis Miranda, and my website is dennismiranda.com. You can find me on YouTube as well. It's just my name, Dennis Miranda, and I do have a Facebook page, Spiritual Connections, where you can connect with me on Facebook if you like. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Denise?
My name is Denise Ramone, and you can find, I have a website, deniseramone.com.
Beautiful. And Michael Christopher, who could not be here tonight, boy, I should have wrote his credentials down. I'm speaking off the cuff here. Michael, Facebook him, or I'm Facebook friends with him. I mean, we all are. He's tight with us. Michael Christopher,
evidential,
the guy with the goat
medium,
evidential medium, goatee, and
mom
said, yeah, he's a very 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 wonderful person. So, anyways, and my name is Ryan Adragna. You can find me at healingthroughspirit.com or Facebook Ryan Adragna, and that kind of stuff. So, much love and appreciation and gratitude. I appreciate everyone for everyone. I appreciate everyone for being a part of this roundtable tonight. And thank you guys very much.
You have a new message from someone.
Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
You have a good day. Yeah, you have a good day, Dan.
Exactly.
So much. All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys
next
Thursday. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay.